Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Hump day!
Hello, Wednesday.
Down there.
Only two of us. Wednesday.
Down there? All right.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Well, all right. You're the one that said it.
Okay.
That Little John?
Yeah.
Sorry. Lil John. I love that line that Billy Joe just sang. You're in ruins.
You're in ruins.
I know that you've been, and to your credit, I don't think people who are a picture of stability and get their stuff done every day and don't have to fall apart and rebuild their lives, they don't get enough credit. It's the people who come undone that seem to get, oh, look at you. You're not dead.
Right. Oh, hey. Way to come back from that.
Way to not die.
Good on you.
So I know that you probably can't relate to that term, you're in ruins, but I've definitely been like, well, I'm ruined.
People, you have those points in your life.
Do you?
Yes. Even if you didn't fall off a cliff with addiction or whatever. I mean, certainly people have their struggles. I mean, everybody's in ruins at some point.
Oh, all right.
Look at me. I've ruined my face. I can't go out anywhere. I'm so sad.
What'd you do to your face?
You know, when you cry a lot, you swell up your face and then ruin your makeup and or whatever you got going on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Your makeup, huh, Sarah?
Yeah, your makeup?
Yeah, I'm crying.
What world are we in right now?
I was actually crying because I had to put makeup on that day.
I see.
I was in ruins. When I think of the line, I'm in ruins, you know who I think of is Courtney Love. Like, that's a lady who is like, her picture is next to the phrase, I'm in ruins, in the phrase book, the phrase that pays book. Today, do you remember?
No.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
Is, I don't know, maybe 12 years ago, we did a show for National Lazy Day. Remember that?
In San Jose, yes, I do remember that, weirdly.
Today's National Lazy Day.
Oh.
I was like, oh, that's crazy. Crazy lazy. Is it because it's mid-August and everyone's just like, okay, enough with the heat?
The heat is a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking about sleep the other day.
Yeah.
And I was saying I get maybe four, maybe six on a good day. That's summer related, by the way. Like, as soon as the kids are back in school and it's dark at 5 p.m., everything changes. Mm. But daylight at 8?
You need blackout curtains, man.
It's
my room is a pitch black box.
Nice.
I can go in there at 2 p.m. I can go in there at 6 p.m., whatever time of day.
You are, again, back to the whole, you took care of your business.
Yeah.
I got little kids in my house. It's not... It's,
oh, no, I've always had the blackout. Blackout curtains are available.
That doesn't do
it.
You
can get those. And then, like, a double door, maybe, with some soundproofing on it. And sturdy padlock.
You really are busy. Anyway, I'm not saying... It's fine. It's what I have signed up for. But that's the deal.
On National Lazy Day, wasn't that the first time we... Didn't you ride in a Tesla? Sports Tesla? Like
Scott Budman pulled up in the old Tesla, which was a...
Roadster?
It was a Roadster style. Yeah, it had a... I don't think they call that a T-top, but it had the top... I don't
comes
know.
Comes off. Yeah, the hard top.
It was a hard top came off.
Target top.
Anyway, yeah.
Target top?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I don't know, but it was badass. That thing was fast and fun.
There's a new one coming out that's going to be the fastest car in the world. Again.
By Tesla?
Mm-hmm.
And well, is another, it a Roadster?
Another version of the Roadster, yeah.
So is that Roadster a model that's available for
that's
them?
What yeah. you guys should have bought. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's tiny, though. It's a two-seater.
Yeah, you that's
we have
the
only
anything.
Two of us yeah. right now.
Oh, that's right.
You know, John, yeah, honestly, I surrender. Whatever he
to
wants
what?
To do.
Oh, all right. Turn around.
Bright eyes. He's no, Bryn knows very well what I'm about to say. Like, the struggle is real. We have this Tesla. We bought a Tesla. And we love the Tesla. It's great. And we never drive the Tesla. And then he's like, I'm gonna sell it to Bryn. And then he's like and
well, they're like, hey, we're selling the Tesla. I'm like, yeah, I'll buy it too. Yeah, we're going.
Yeah, what do we do?
What do we do? I'll take it.
What do you need a Tesla for?
He doesn't.
Well, I don't
but
need a Tesla.
Anita wants a Tesla. Tesla.
Yeah, Anita loves a Tesla. And I'm like, doesn't seem like the best investment right now. But
it's not a great investment. Listen, I'm warning you off of this thing. Yeah. Carvana will give me
well, I didn't
money
know
for
that
it.
This was happening. So you
because
had mentioned.
It isn't happening.
It's not happening.
You had mentioned that you guys don't
happening.
Drive it.
Is it happening?
I think it's happening.
What are you
and then you,
about?
But you said John loves it and isn't going to sell it.
Well, that was that day. And
yeah,
she's been
it's a day later.
That's why I
back
tell
and
you,
forth like
I,
five times a day.
I surrender.
Is
it is. You are not kidding. It seems like it's all he thinks about lately. Like 3-4 times a day, he's like, "Well, if we sold it, you know, that would pay for the new roof." And then he goes, "Oh, I really like it. I like the mats I got for. I'm going to take it out. I'm going to go get it washed, and I'm going to get the mats cleaned." And then he comes back from that, and he's like, "Okay, can we do the do-si-do with the cars and the drive? Because we have to, you know, there's two electric cars plugged in a tandem driveway. So it is a pain in the ass." And then he's like, "This is silly. I got to get rid of this thing." I'm like, "You know, let me know when you've made a decision." He's never. We're just keeping it.
Yeah, I think
so. He's never going to get there.
I don't know. I think he is going to get there.
Well, if he does, it's fine.
He's only had it. Is it a year old? No.
No. We got that thing in April. Late April.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
We've had it for 3 months.
He's already on the fence about it. Mm. It should have brought him great joy. Mm. But I do understand that feeling when you've purchased something and it's not in use and you look at it and you go, that is wasted money.
Yeah. It's just wasted. Sitting there cooking in our driveway.
Right.
And the other thing is that. But then, so that's all. I'm with you. I totally agree. It's a waste of money. It's
well, you don't agree with me. I say you drive it every day and just keep it.
I can't bring it in here. I can't fit it in that parking
spot. Just bang it into that spot all the time.
That's the whole point. I'm not doing that. So, in fact, I don't know if Bryn would do that. You wouldn't drive it in here, would you?
Probably not. Yeah. Not in this tiny garage.
It's terrible. So I'm totally with him. And then he takes it and he drives over to Berkeley in it and he goes golfing and he's
so
like, and takes his friend and his friend's raving about it. And then he gets back and he's like, "You know, I think we're keeping it."
Oh,
I just think, I'm like, just, you know, I don't even care. You don't even need to ask me. Or
don't
you
update
do
me anymore. Handle it.
Yeah. Because, well, it's fine for him to vent. I think he should talk these things through, and I can appear to be a sound. Oh, that's a good point. Yeah,
all right,
point.
If you say
yeah.
so.
All right. What other things do you want to talk about besides that? Oh my God! Speaking of which, things to talk about. I made the worst meal last night. I tried. I was gonna make.
Oh, we're not. So John's.
This is for John. Like John busted his ass all day yesterday. He
I thought he went golfing with his buddy.
No, that was like last week.
Oh.
He goes on Fridays.
All right.
But we're, you know, we're doing some stuff at the house and it's a lot of work. It's a lot of crawling around and John's, you know, he's out there. So I'm like, I'm going to make him because he loves fish sandwiches.
Fish sandwiches.
Yeah. He likes a fish sandwich.
What kind of fish?
Usually cod or.
Cod's good.
Yeah. But what, you know, whatever looks fresh. Right. So I'm at the Safeway and I was just going to get some stuff to make some Sammy's or whatever, you know, for dinner. Because that's about my level of cooking. Mm-hmm. And I see this, like, I don't know, this pack of fish. And it's, like, shrink-wrapped. Kind of. And I'm like, oh, I bet that's real. You know, here's me. Mm-hmm. It's so stupid. I'm like, oh, I bet that's really fresh. I bet that's really good.
In Safeway.
Yeah, in a Safeway.
Okay.
Just, like, in a pack. I'm like, you know, it looks like two nice pieces of cod.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's perfect for the Sammy situation.
Okay.
So I bring it back, and John has been saying, you know, he goes, because I will usually soak the fish in milk and then dredge it in flour or panko or whatever and fry it up like that so it's a crispy outside. He's like, I don't want to do that anymore. You know, we don't need those extra calories, whatever. So I did like a butter, oil, lemon thing, and I kind of cooked
them. That's where you went wrong, trying to be healthy.
Well, I mean, butter, oil, is that really?
That's carbs.
So I just cooked the thing up, right? And then I go to test it. You know how you flake a little bit of the fish off just to test it? The thing like won't, I'm like, what the?
It won't flake?
I can't even get the fork into it.
Oh.
I'm like,
so it was
what
like
the?
Rubber.
It was beyond like rubber. It was like leather.
Yeah.
Like fish that's let. So I'm like, okay, well, this one. So the other part sort of came away from this sort of spiny looking. I'm like, what's happening? So I get the sandwiches on there. And we sit down. And he's like, oh, man. And they smell so good. Like there was no, the fish didn't smell. I was like, I felt pretty good about the fish. And we take the first bite and we're like chewing and chewing. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. I have some chicken breast in the fridge. Let's just swap out what's on this sandwich because it was just, it was a disaster.
Packaged like, fish.
Well, you know.
Packaged fish?
Yeah.
Needs to be on ice, preferably on a dock somewhere.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course you want a nice fresh piece from a fisherman.
That was freshly packaged.
Yeah, I mean, it's right. Like, how is that, whatever company that is, still in business? Like, did
Safeway?
I?
Safeway?
No, the company that has this shrink-wrapped stuff. It wasn't frozen. It was in the cold thing. It was like, you know. But anyway, it was just a disaster, and I felt bad about it because, you know.
Yeah.
He's got so many tough decisions to make, and I really need to nourish him. And working his ass off, you know. That didn't help with the Tesla situation at all.
I
know, whatever. So that was, you know, I tried, though, you know.
That's all that matters. Yeah.
I put a piece of cheese down, put the hot fish on top of it, and then I did, like, avo and tomato.
Mm. Oh, that sounds really good.
It would have been good if that was a good piece of fish.
Man, just pull the fish out and eat it that way.
Yeah, I know.
No, I can do that, too. I can do rice or whatever, but. Oh, you mean just take the fish out of the sandwich?
Eat the avo and tomato and cheese, and I'll throw two more pieces of cheese.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Add some sliced chicken breast.
Yeah,
through
some
that
turkey, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, right, you don't need more. And the butter from the fish, the butter lemon thing was sort of in there. Like, everything about it was good except for the GD fish. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. How do you screw up a piece of fish?
Well, maybe you did.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, what did I do? I just fried it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cod. Cod is like the, you know, a soft white fish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a little, it's got a little
The only experience I have buying fish from Safeway in a package, it didn't go well.
Oh,
so I learned
same thing, kind of hard like that. Maybe I just don't know.
Smelly,
how to cook.
Great. No, it's fresh fish is what you need.
Yeah, but
fresh fish
super
barely
busy
even
at the
needs
counter.
Heat.
I know.
All it needs is heat and pepper and lemon, and you're done.
Mm.
Fresh fish. That's what should. That's how that should be.
Yeah, it was busy at the, and I didn't have all day, so I just grabbed that pack and went, oh, this will probably work. I go, and if it does work, then I'll have an easy dinner to make, you know? So tonight I think I'm making those, who cares what I'm making?
What are you making?
Kindness bowls, the rice, beans, avo, cheddar.
Oh.
Cholula.
You call that a kindness bowl?
Because of the place that we get one. We got this thing called a kindness bowl at Cafe del Sol. Thank you. It's so good. And I was like, well, I just paid $9 or whatever for that, and I can make this at home.
Yeah, it's rice and beans.
Rice, beans, avo.
It's been my staple forever.
Yeah.
It's the best.
You can't argue with it.
No.
It fills you up. It's delicious. You can actually, if it's like brown rice, you feel good about it.
What? And you never get a bad piece of brown rice and beans.
You don't. Yep. They cook up the same every time. Oh, I was having trouble with the brown rice being still crunchy or burnt on the bottom or, you know, like everything wrong with it. I have that all dialed now, too.
Figured it out.
Put an extra whole cup of water. Like, I put in 3 cups of rice and 4 cups of water.
I think the missus puts in, what is that? Chicken bone broth?
Oh, yeah.
She puts a little of that in, too, to get, I think there's some protein or something in there.
Well, there's some flavor.
I'm not worried about that.
Whole flavor.
Flavor.
Doesn't care about flavors. What's this flavor thing you're talking about?
I think, you know, cigarettes in my youth burned off all my taste buds.
Do you think so? Because I smoked too, not as a 12-year-old, but I did smoke, and I still feel like I care what things taste like. I mean, I want them to have some flavor. Like, it's not worth eating.
Well,
I mean,
we're very different people, but I do think
you're very eat to live.
Yeah, I do
live
think
to eat
though that
over here.
God, speaking of cigarettes, that sounds good. Now that sounds good.
Oh, we've seen you eat donuts before, Vin.
Oh, well,
come back around for a second one.
Hey, listen,
well, it's hard. They, you know,
let me tell you something. The things, I'm not saying I don't like a donut. I just don't go buy donuts.
I'm saying your taste buds are still there.
Oh, right. Well, yeah. That's
well,
true.
The sweet receptors are anyway. Yeah. Man, when those Krispy Kremes, you know, pre-pandemic, when people would just show up places and you'd be like, oh, someone brought food, let's eat it. They came kind of regular. Like, it seemed like every other week somebody brought in a dozen of those.
Every other week was National Donut Day.
Soft,
yeah.
Glazed, delicious donuts. Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. It's hard. It's like they were so sweet, your teeth ached from it.
Yeah, I don't buy that stuff. So when it does walk in here, it's more difficult. And really, you know, when we talked about breaking the seal, that's the problem. I can avoid the donuts, but if I have a donut and there's still 15 of them in the box.
And I come walking in with a second one.
There's a bunch of green lights there that I, you know, oh boy. All right. Oh, now she's doing it. Great. Oh, look at Aho. He's got one too. Mm. Super.
Yum.
Bryn's on his fifth. Well, now what do I do?
You know me. Gotta keep up.
I'm like, well, if I wait one more minute, they'll all be gone. The engineering department shows up. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I kind of need this box for stuff. Yeah, you know, it's engineering stuff. You don't need
with
to
their
know.
Eyes closed, just following their nose.
Right. Your nose. Do. Anyway.
Anyway.
I looked up National Lazy Day here.
Yeah.
It says,
what are we supposed to do? Nothing.
We did our research but got lazy and didn't dig deeper. Perhaps
good
the
one.
Creators of the holiday were too lazy to pen down the inspiration behind it.
Yeah. They're hilarious. I guess they, you know, it's just one of those things. If you need an excuse to have a lazy day, today you have one.
Well, and we needed an excuse to throw a party, obviously. Like that, we needed to theme it out and it became a thing, but.
Well, we talked about everyone's. I remember it being stunning that someone was like, I text my kid to come down to dinner. And I'm thinking now, well, of course you did. Who wants to yell?
Right.
Who's got that kind of energy?
Yeah.
Now it's like, it doesn't matter. You can be sitting right next to me. I'll be texting you stuff.
How many years ago was that?
I don't know. 10, 12 years?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe more. I mean, you've been back 14 years.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, since 08. August of 08. In fact, I think your return date was like August 8th.
I don't know.
I might have it in my calendar, but I'm too lazy to look.
Anyway.
Let's look. We're
let's get a Tesla Roadster. Let's do that.
Oh my God.
Let's trade in that thing that your husband has.
Why don't you buy it, trade it in, and get yourself a Roadster?
Just buy the Roadster.
It's only a two-seater.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's out yet. Let me see.
Fastest car made, he's going to go buy. That's the move.
Yeah, you're not going to buy that.
Who's going to buy it? No, I can't buy that. No.
Why not?
I've been driving around that Vette lately, and it's just not even, it doesn't make any sense.
What are you talking about? Do you even notice if you're doing 85?
No, it's great.
Yeah.
And you know what I noticed? That when I drive on the, it's amazing. I can go in a straight line so easily. Like the Beamer, it's like I have to like try to, it's always like moving.
Well, it's light and it bounces
around.
Yeah,
it bounces around. The Corvette is just like straight line, like with a finger on the steering wheel. It's so amazing. The handling.
And so
I'm trying to say that every time I have to pick up my daughter and Anita or wants me to run an errand, I can't fit anything besides like Anita and Cameron. That doesn't work either. But I can't put groceries in there. I can't put anything in there. It's just not practical.
Well, that. Right.
Right.
It isn't. That's not what it's for.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you can do 140 notice that you're going that fast.
I'm having another kid. It's just not really for me right now. That's all.
Yeah.
But
oh
maybe
my God, that's right. You're having
maybe in a
kid.
Few years.
Oh,
yeah, a few years. I'll do 140 away from that house.
Yeah.
Like,
every day.
Get out of here. Huh?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Let's just drive till the gas runs out.
I don't know. I don't see that in my future anytime soon. That's a bummer.
Someday, though.
Yeah,
it
someday.
Goes fast.
Yeah.
It does.
It does. You're right. In fact, that's what I was back to the sleep. I just tell myself, a couple more summers, both the kids are going to be of an age. They'll sleep 15 hours a day. And
nobody be bothering you.
It won't be a thing.
Yep. Yes. All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy wetness day. Happy lazy day. See you in a sec.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.